One of the surgeons working at Northern Beaches Hospital. I have been honored to go to Gaza. I went with PANZMA, that Palestinian Australian New Zealand Medical Association. This is one of the NGOs under the umbrella of UN. So we went from here to Jordan, then all the way through Palestine to Gaza, through Ma'bar Karma Abu Salem. We were taken to, of course, we were four people, one doctor, one nurse from Sydney. They were denied access, and that was the last 24 hours. Reason, they got Palestinian identity, or their family got Palestinian identity. So troubles were all the way from the start. Of course, we went there, like other groups, they will take all supplies. For us, they say, oh, look, you're a tourist. You can't take anything with you, just one suitcase. So we went without any tools, without any consumables, same like traders, going to do a job, but he has no tools. That was really very traumatic. We depended on what they have in the hospital, leftovers, whatever leftover from previous missions, and there was basically nothing. So we were placed in a place called Deir al-Balah. It's in the Middle Territory, and the hospital was called Deir al-Aqsa, Shuhada al-Aqsa Hospital in Deir al-Balah, in the middle sector. The hospital is at 200 beds, but there was like over 900 patients. Patients were everywhere, in the corridors, everywhere, just like chaos, complete chaos. And the infrastructure, there was hardly anything. There's no water. The water is salty. And every now and then, there's no water because the electricity will go off, and you need electricity to pump the water from the wells into the system. So really, it was hard time. Many times we had to operate on patients without light, just using the mobile torches and just carry on. No consumables, so we had to work using only gloves, nothing else, just gloves. They have no infrastructure in the hospital. Most of the patients were malnourished, anemic. They've been starving for the last 10 months. So when you operate, results are very poor. Wound infection is high. Temperature was high in theater. Temperature honestly was 39. They had to open the windows, flies in and out. There's no sterilization. It's just like very, very poor infrastructure. Of course, lots of patients were kids. Very common to have kids. And injuries, tiny shrapnel, they go through the abdomen. You will not see them. Sometimes the patient need to have operation twice or three times. They had to visit theater. Very hard to find them after you operate because they are somewhere in the corridors. Really struggle to find the patients after we operate. Again, going through the patients, there's heaps of stories. One really story, shocking me in a big way. There were a few kids watching the soldiers in a house. After they left the house, they were starving. They went to see whatever left over. So they find a tuna can, open that. A kid lost four limbs and he became blind. It was a booby trap. So this is the cases you see in the hospital. Really, it was very, very traumatic. Again, talking about the hospital, staff there were really very experienced. They had accumulated lots of experience from old wars, and they are very good, but emotionally they were very drained, physically drained, tired, like 10 months, working, they do 1 in 4 on calls, and you talk to them, they're distracted, worried about their families, how to get water, how to, you know, and nobody hasn't been moved, so they were like, any person you talk to, I've been displaced maybe 8 or 9, nothing less than 7 times. 8 or 9 times, they're moving from place to place. Ultimately, oh, this is my palace. It's a tent somewhere in nowhere. There's no transport in the middle of the night, so they had to stay all the day through the hospital. So really, I mean, it's good that we went there. We spent lots of money, but part of the money need to be allocated to support them. If there's money, they get $200 a month. They are senior, experienced consultants, $200 a month, and they had to survive on that. So very important that we support them. We can collect money through PANZMA. and that will be dedicated for the doctors. They are good. They are more experienced than me. So rather than everybody going or want to go, we can just support the standing people there to keep, you know, push them to keep doing more and more. Again, you know, when we were there, we were talking to people talking to us, lots of kids. Oh, where are you coming? Oh, we're coming from Australia. Oh, where's that? We haven't heard of you. Come on, we are from Sydney. Australia is a big country. They are good. They are helping everybody. No, no, we haven't heard about you. There was many field hospitals. Americans, whatever, regardless of what they're doing, they have a field hospital on the ground called IMC, International Medical Corps. UK, they got UK Med, a field hospital. Emirates, they got a field hospital. Kuwait, there's a field hospital. Jordan, they have two field hospitals. Why we don't have a field hospital in Gaza? Can't we afford it? We need to put pressure on the government to establish a field hospital. It can be staffed. It will help. It will stop people dying. And look, again, this is nothing to do with any politics. It's just a humanity. I got a message from one of the colleagues in Gaza. He said, oh, tomorrow is a humanitarian day or something. UN, 19th of August, a humanitarian day. I don't know where we are on the humanity map. We need to be there. We need to do something. Watching is no good. Every time we go to a college meeting, the theme is responsible surgeon. You can't watch somebody dying doing nothing. The other theme, equity in surgery. Everybody has the equal right to access health care. Global health. Where is that? That's just in the meetings. I haven't seen anything like that. Really, people in Gaza struggling, most of them kids. If we are watching, oh, they're not from different planets. They are human beings, same like me and you. We need to help them. It's happened that they are caught in the war, but they can't do nothing. They are trapped there. If we don't support them, who's going to support them? Thank you very much.